Father, we just thank you and we just give you praise. We give you honor. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that you've bestowed upon us. I thank you for healing my body this morning. I thank you for your mighty blessings. It's so special, so vivid, so real. And Father, you're more real than life is because you are forever. This life will pass away. And everything that we see will one day vanish. Peter says that heaven and earth shall pass away. The great elements of heat are going to burn this earth. And that day, I believe, is very close to that time. And Father, I just give you praise. I give you glory and honor. I thank you for that loving kindness, for that tender mercy. And help my voice to be what it should be today. Lord, as I prayed this morning, I said, thy will be done. Father, I just wish to do thy will only. And Father, I pray for those that come against me. And I pray that you'll bless them. Bless those that, Father, like Stephen, I let no charge be held of those, while they feel about me. Father, I just want to be thy servant, and I don't want anything to come against you, Father God. It hurts me when people come against your spirit, when they come against Jesus, when they come against God Almighty. And Lord, I thank you that you're real. You're very wonderful. And people don't understand. They need to have that place that I've got to be with you many, many days. And I thank you, Lord, for all those times. I thank you for the time that you planned that day, and that the end of the day would come exactly like you told me it was going to come. Lord, you was beyond anything that I could expect, Father God. You're very beyond understanding. And Father, all the times you let me get in that backseat of thy, and let me ride with you for it, and it was just a wonderful, Lord. You're just, and I can't explain that, but Father, in your spirit is so wonderful, and you're real. And I thank you for thy abundant power. And I thank you for your wonderful blessings. Oh, hallelujah. The Spirit is, your Spirit is, there is liberty. I want to just say a word, and then I believe that God's going to have me pray for people, because I believe that's what God laid on my heart. This morning I was searching, and not really for anything, but I just wanted to, well, I should be obedient to the Spirit of God. And I had a pain in my right leg again, and it was coming on, and I said, I felt the Spirit of God, and I said, pain, come out of my body right now. I don't allow it. You know, that pain come out immediately. The Spirit of God said he's going to heal people today. Out there today, if you can hear my voice, it may be a few days before you get this word, but God showed me it don't make it, that doesn't, if it keeps back 6 months, and you get it that day, it's for you at that time, if he permits. So don't worry about if you're in the meeting when we're right here, because God has us all orchestrated by his mighty power. He has a way of getting to the hearts of your people. And he can delay things. He can advance things. He is God. He is real. And he's forever faithful. I believe there's some out there this night that you need a touch from heaven. I believe the Spirit of God's here to touch your people, Father God, in the wonderful name of Jesus. And you have a need out there this moment. I believe that God can touch you this very second. And God can meet that need. Whatever your need in healing, God's able to perform abundantly above all that you can ask or think, according to the power that works within you. And the power of God's here to help all this day. Help them, for those who have been going through sickness. For that lady that's cancer in her chest.
Yes.
I pray for this lady that has cancer in her chest. I pray in Jesus' name, touch her mightily. Bring healing as only you can. For those two sisters, I pray for them also. I pray that you'd lift them up. All for these ones that we do not, from those ones in South Africa, we pray for them this day. We pray for all those who has taken and hearing these words. I pray that you'd bless them in a mighty way. Father, I claim that healing touch from heaven. Father, I pray that you'd bind all the powers of darkness and you'd loose the Spirit of God in their behalf in a mighty way. Bring healing to their lives, their bodies. And Father, I pray that there will be a spiritual awakening this day. I pray that they'll be set free spiritually. Lord God, no longer they'd be in bondage, but Lord God, that they'd be freed from the avenues of sin, the plagues that hit mankind upon this earth. Lord God, they might receive a mighty blessing from heaven. Father, I just give you praise. I give you glory. There's someone out there this day that you've struggled for a lot of years, and you feel like that you failed. But God's here this day to meet your need. He will cleanse you. He will make you over. He will make you new. that you can be a smiling vessel of praise. There's a frown that's been on your face for a long time, and God wants to give you the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength and can be your strength. Those out there, whatever the need is today, I pray that God will move mightily. If God gives me something through the Spirit, I'll continue, but I'm going to go on with the message. I pray that God was here to move in a mighty way, but expect a miracle this day. All out there, I don't care wherever you are, expect that God's going to do something mighty in your life. God moves through that kind of faith. God moves through the supernatural. He sees those ones that are expecting to be blessed. God wishes to bless them before they expect that blessing. God is there before they even ask. And God's here today to help arrange your life, to help you that you might be a vessel of honor, that you might no longer be plagued by pain. Pain can, as a commodity that so many of God's children struggle through pain. And God wants to set you free in pain. In this room, wherever you are, God wants to heal you, so you promote you in a mighty way. And Father, we just praise you this day. I pray that the word of God shall go out with great power, with great blessings. And Father, we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. John 3:16 is where God's going to start off today. And I believe it. It's the most important words in the Word of God. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. These arrangements that we see today didn't come just in this lifetime that we live in. America, the Lord spoke to me this morning, had thought about this day, heard back the time the pilgrims came over. And when America was started having settlements, when America started, because God seen the day that He needed to get His word out to lost and dying world, a world that needed to know, had no hope, had no strength, had no purpose. But God seen this country of America, and we've here this day to, I'm thankful that America has been a very vocal vessel to use for getting people the word of God out, that lives can be touched, that lives can be changed, that lives can be delivered, set free in America. God bless America this day. For those who have lifted up, those who have been sympathetic with those missionaries, for those, and then Israel, for those who have lifted up Israel, prayed for Israel, God's going to bless you in a mighty way. God's here to strengthen those ones. God's here to bring healing to the lives of God's people. God's people, the Lord spoke to me this day, are very sickly. Many of them are very sickly. They have no energy, of spiritual energy. They have no vision. The Bible says, without a vision, my people perish. We need a vision, all of us, that we're going to go to heaven. We need a vision that God is on my side, that God will never leave me. We need a vision that this Word of God becomes a life. It becomes, as we open it up, as a scroll of life and unveils to us day by day the right ingredients that we need to be put into our spirit and in our innermost being. This Bible, as we open it up, is not a light occasion. It's to be blessed, that we take in that spiritual food and God mixes it with the Spirit of God till we become that vessel of prayer, that one that can believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So many of us, they have troubles in trusting and believing, faith. And the Bible says that these are the products of God. We didn't start in faith, but we need to end up in faith. The Bible said we accept Jesus Christ when we accept Him as a Lord and Savior. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish. When we accept Jesus Christ, God's gift to mankind, that we can have that faith, believing that we accept Jesus as a personal Savior, that we are starting of a new creation. Any man being Christ, he's a new creature. Former things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. There's a change that takes place in our being, and at that time, that the old man, the old things of yesterday starts leaving us. It becomes like a start, that we're starting off in the direction toward the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory, and we need that extra push by our brothers or sisters. The Bible says, if a brother be overtaken with a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such one in the spirit of meekness. Consider thyself, lest also thou shalt fall. Bear ye one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ. That's what Christian brothers and Christian sisters are about, to help the lowly, help those who need that extra compassion, that sympathy. Many times we need to sympathize for that one. We think they're sinning, but they're just started on their way, and they need extra help. They need extra guidance. They may do things that you might think is not becoming as you, but you can't compare your lifestyle to what the new beginners, and we need to have those in this way that we're sympathetic, but we want them to grow to the place that they don't stop as a child, but they mature in the pathway toward heaven. And that pathway matures as we seek God, as we call upon God, as we start every day. When we first started out, with a lot of things that we did, unless we was brought up into a Christian home. Christian homes have a lot of advantage, because if they're coming a good Christian home, the children are taught the ways of God, and they put that in their heart, and they have a sympathy toward God before they even accept God. Many times they're being bent toward heaven. Their surroundings think about the things of God, because their parentry thinks the same things. And the Bible says, bring up a child when he's young, he will not depart when he's old. And there's a great wealth of blessing for those who rear their kids, are reared, or children reared in that godly homes. But those who have come to God many times have never experienced God. They haven't even heard of God. I know many times in jail I've seen people live there that had never known God, and they didn't even know what God stands for. So it was a new thing, and they didn't realize what a difference should be changed and what God wanted for them. So they have a little catching up to do. And we have to be very sympathetic with them. We have to be very praying for them. We need to pray for those who have just accepted Jesus, especially for those who have not had the head start that those who come through the Christian home, their parents have given them a head start in life, and they need to continue on with that till they come and God makes them over in the image of Jesus Christ, the righteous, who's propitiation of our sins, not for our sins only, but for the sins of the world. That the Bible says that we can call upon him and he will answer us, and he will show us great and mighty things that we know not. We need to realize that we're a vessel of praise to God, and we want us to grow in the nature and admonition of God, that we be a vessel for his glory, that we no longer be a handicapped individual. Many of us Christians are handicapped. They don't know how to pray. They don't have to see. They don't know what God says, this or that. We need to be taught and realize that God has an arrangement for us that we might be able to endure through all problems we face in life. When the enemy comes in like a flood, we have the number one status limit, that having done all to stand. The enemy comes in like a flood and says, God will raise up a standard against him. We know that, but a new Christian sometimes doesn't know these things. So we just don't take a bunch of Christians out here, this new Christian, and leave them out here, because the wolf is going to get them. The enemy is going to come, and he's going to take away what that first, and they're going to lose out. And then many times they lose their first step that they've had, and they find themselves going through life journey as a Christian that failed. And through that, no one would tell them that there was another chance, there was another hope. But many times they've left as beggarly, as orphans, orphans of life. And they find themselves, I seen a car just a minute ago, and this young fellow had a great big tattoos all over him, and there's the window in the back would have such a terrible thing written all over it. And there's so many terrible, terrible things in this world is beyond our imagination. There's things out here to set people in order for hell. It's not made for God's people. It's set to keep people out of the privilege for God. God wants his people to stay involved in him. But there's a work going out the world to get people from God and not that, and they lose out. And then that's why there's not many being saved like they should be saved, because there's no people really praying. No one can be saved unless the people pray. We have to pray to get someone saved. That's a part of God. That there's a work for all Christians, and you don't have to be a pastor, you don't have to be a presbyter, you don't have to be all these things, but there's a purpose for everyone that pray that God will see your prayers answered. And that's the number one criteria for anyone that's upon earth, that their prayers will be answered. That you know that when I spoke to my leg this morning, in Jesus' name,
Pain come out, it came out. God wants us to be active in His presence. We want to know more. We don't shouldn't dally around and wishy-washy how many people are. They don't know whether it's going to come, whether it go. They don't even know the directory. They're going round and round, in and up, up and down. And God wants us to be positive in Him, that we'll be on fire from Him, that our feet would be planted on the solid rock, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we would have that abundant power, that abundant presence of God within us, that we can overcome what we face. Life has problems. Life is full of temptation. Life is full of heartaches. Life is full of problems. But that's what the Christian life is all about. Whatever comes your way, that greater is He that's within you. What you're facing, that whatever you face, God is greater than what you're facing. And without God, you're going to fail. But with God, you'll be a winner. And you'll next time it'll be glory. And be God will lift you up, elevate you up to a place that you can help others. That you can be a defender of righteousness. That you won't all be a partakers of the evilness. But you'll be a defender of the ones that like David. David says he hated the things that were done in secret. He hated the things of iniquity. He hated these things. And God says David was a man after God's own heart because he detested the things that were wrong, the hateful things. David wasn't something as just abstaining from. He hated them. He didn't like iniquity because he knew that what the penalties are going to be when you have these iniquities. There's penalties of sin. There's transgressions that live in your life. It's like you go out here and you kill someone. God will forgive you, but the community doesn't have to forgive you. So you're going to be facing probably death or life imprisonment. And that's the same way in life. The penalties still have to be covered many times, but we can be above that. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We are so many times, we're living out here in disobedience all of our life that we are failed to come in the place that we're walking by faith. We're walking by visitation of heaven. God is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering us word, not willing any should perish. And what we're having in the days, this day we're having churches that are not on fire no longer. We have cemeteries in the churches, places of death, every place you look. People need to be alive in God, dead in the sin, but alive. We need to be alive in the Spirit of God. We need to have the charisma from heaven that's alive, that we have a burning desire to serve our God with the fervency of being the best that we can do. Doing the very best that we do will please God. You can please Him if you'll just do your best. If you'll even try, God will bless you. God will encourage you. Those many are not trying this day. Many are following a false god. Through the times that God has spoken to His heart, we find that there's no longer, the callings are not here in the first place. And God, seriously, the callings is what God prescribes. It's like a doctor. You go into a doctor's office and he prescribes a certain medicine. And you say, oh, I don't know, I don't think that. And the doctor knows what he's knowing. He knows what you need. But you say, no, I'm not going to do that. And so then you go home and you get very sick and you come back. Doctor says, did you take your medicine? No, I didn't want it. I didn't think I needed that. See, that's what we do with God. God's given us a prescription. And God's given us a prescription that God's given us that great glory. And there He descended. What is above, also descended first in the lower parts. That's Jesus. When He went down the lower parts, when He took on the cross, it wasn't just being on the cross. He went down and visited the lower parts and to set us free, that we would have a new hope, a new strength, a new blessing. He that descended is the same that also that ascended and above all the heavens, that He might fill all things. This is where the message, I know what I'm talking right now. This is not said, and God said today it must be said. And He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. For the perfecting. You don't hear this. But it's for the perfection. That's why I'm here, man. But it's for the perfecting. I read this ever through for years after years. Every day I read this. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. What? No, it's no surprise. God's not surprised. I'm not surprised because our churches are upside down. They need to be cleansed. They need to have a makeover, but God's given them the power. He's given, but they won't follow this. This is the right medicine. He will give you perfect. He said, a perfecting of the saints. What do the saints need? I need perfection. I need a going head for the work of the ministry, the edifying
We need to be edified.
Oh, you know how we get edified? Pray in the Spirit. That's what we get edified. The Bible says, pray in the Spirit edifies you. It's an edification that comes in there that brings a supernatural touch from heaven. It lets you know things. It lets you have things. It lets you, because most parts of our trouble is people want things. And we have to have, God's not a thing. He controls all things, but He, us Christians, put all things before of God. God is first, and the things don't matter because God will give us what we need. We have a sort of back, up and down, topsy-turvy, and up and down, we don't really know which is left or right, till we all come in the unity of faith. Now this probably tears a lot of people up, but I know this is the power. I've studied this over years ago. This is real, what God said. And the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And if this is not, if I'm going to read this down, because if this is not put in force, then this next side will come in and you'll see it. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine of the sight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. I don't care who it is. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the Spirit of God. It is a correction. If, you know, God spoke to me the other day, if I could take, like, I worked on some V12, 3412s and stuff. Oh, you can go up to 1,000 horsepower. The big engine. There's one idler gear, and you can leave that out. Never run. Just spread the time of gear. And then you just spin that thing. You can put those batteries in there and turn that thing over and over and over. Nothing happened. Probably bend all the valves. But nothing would happen. God put everything in place. God has a reason for everything to be and applies to us. He has every scripture in His Bible is for a reference. It's for real. It's not as it was because God says, hey, it's my church, it's my business, but we put our own rules, our own regulations. We think that we're going to somebody that we can say, well, this means this or that. But what does the Spirit of God say? That we henceforth no longer children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sight of men and cutting craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. Jesus said, was the sign of His coming? They will be deceived in the last hour. Deception is every place. It's every place. But speaking the truth in love may grow up in Him all things which is the head, even Christ. This is the Word of God. That no one leaves this whole Ephesians 4 chapter, they leave it out. Whom the whole body is joined together, compacted. This is what joins it together. You leave this out, it ain't going to work. You know, everything, God's been very lenient with the churches. People have lived and died and have went down the altar and put their God's honor in a lot of that. But we're changing a very period of time that this is all going to end. The church age is about to extend all of its full maximum. And God's at the door today, and He's coming very soon, and He's going to change it. So the Bible says that that's once appointed unto man once to die, and women also, then comes a judgment. So we're meeting the criteria, time and dispensation of time, that Jews are sitting over there in a little piece of particle of land over there. And there's going to be a great war and a great thing that's going to take place. China is going to come in from the east. And there's going to be great powers that's going to come in because of that little property there. And God's going to defend Israel. Before that time comes, God's people, the saints, are going to be carried home. So we got to get it right to make it home. Or we're going to be left here high and dry. And I'll tell you what, you won't want to be in America very long. Because things are going to happen to this land. There's going to be some things that I don't want to scare you with. But it's not been easy for me the last month or so. God's really waking me up. He's real. He says, my people are not ready. They don't even know me. What they stand for is not what they are. And I could tell someone that I was a international harvester mechanic, but I'm not. I used to was, but I'm a caterpillar mechanic. So we say things that we are that we're not. We're making ourselves a liar. And the Bible says the truth is not in us. When God catches up in these areas, We're going to be wanting. And whom the whole body felt joined together, compacted in him, that every joint supplieth according to the effectual working and measure of part, maketh it a increase in the body for the edifying of itself in love. Love, the love of, for God so loved the world. Love is so God. God loves us. He loves us so much that he wants us to take his word and eat his word. We don't have to be the smartest. Just eat it. Just, you know, someone else knowing you do, that's fine. Don't make no difference. He don't care. You just eat it because of him. It's like, you were telling about the liver or something. It sort of settles. That's what God does. You know, the other day when I was here, when God moved mightily last week, when I went home, I didn't tell you this, but my stomach was so hot. And it was, I know it was the Spirit of God. He comes out of your innermost being. I was amazed how hot I was. I mean, I was really hot. Really, I wasn't just, and I was something, what I went through just because of that. But there's something about God's word is true. I can testify it's true. I didn't realize it. It's like a fire that gets in the bosom of fire. It's here, and he wishes this. And this scripture here, I know I say it a lot of times. This I say and testify of the Lord, that henceforth no longer you walk as the Gentiles walk in the vanity of their minds. See, the Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. Paul, the Apostle Paul said that's what they did, and they didn't want to go basically all the way with the Lord. And it happens, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that's in them because of the blindness of their hearts. Now, if we leave this out, this is what happens. If you leave this part out, this automatically takes place. Because you're going to take in something. Who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work out all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. See, God's saying you're not learning it's the simple things. We get out here and have to have seminars and all these things when the basis is just read your Bible. The 22nd verse, this is what happens basically. We put on the things of righteousness. And this is the opposite. It says, put ye off concerning the former the conversation, the old man which is corrupt according to his own deceitful lust. I've been around people. I know there's something in them that likes to swear, likes to do all these things. It's not beneficial to Christians. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The Bible says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We need to let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, the natural man receives not the things from the Spirit of God, but of the foolish son to him, neither can he know them. For the spiritual man judgeth all things in himself, that judgeth no man. Let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. Jesus came in to bless our mind. In the 8th chapter of Romans, it said that the same Spirit that lifted up Jesus, that same Spirit will lift us up. So if we have the mind of Christ, we have the Spirit of God within us. We're getting equipped. But the equipping is to bring in this into force. God wants the Spirit of God to start governing the church. He wants the Spirit of God to be able to call the shots. Because God will tell you when things are not right. Or put away all lying. Every man speak his truth one to another. We are members one to another. You know, that's really something. When we speak lies, it just doesn't stop where we're at. And I know there's nothing like, but some of you out there may have trouble with lying. Lying's a vicious thing because it gives a place that no one can trust you when you lie. Because your word's not good. That means that your inner part is not right. And that's why God wishes us to be true. Every man true. We need to have truthfulness in our hearts and lives. The Bible says that no liars are going to enter the kingdom of heaven. Very seriously. Very serious about these things that we put on. And if we don't have this perfecting the saints, we don't do these things become as a weight that pretty soon we'll have our understanding darkened. Because unless we practice this automatic comes on us. We lose our first love. We lose our zeal for the Lord. The Bible says we're lukewarm. We don't have that fervent heat. The Bible says we must be on fire, hot or cold. But most of God's people today are lukewarm. And Jesus said, because if you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. That's in Revelation, the third chapter. God sees us as when we're lukewarm. He cannot stand us. He cannot stand us. I'm just saying what God says. I love you out here, and God loves you too, but He won't permit the wrong interpretation of God's Word. He wants you to read this Word and see what it means to you. Be angry and sin not. That's a real problem. Many people get angry. I've been in church services, and I've seen churches fly up in a service, and people go storming out, pastors leave, all these terrible things. It happens even to the best of them. And that's why a lot of these newer churches are going in family churches, because it's their church. A lot of the old organized churches, when it was, they would be, this could happen. So what I'm saying is not right. These are not right formulas to do with God's will. Neither give place to the devil, let him that stole steal no longer, but let him labor work in his hand that he might have to give that have need. God says it's not wrong to work. The Bible says that he that provided not for his own family is worse than Nicodemus. God wants us to have a place that we're to live out righteously. God has a special place for all of us. And people, there's exemptions. God has certain callings. What I'm saying, out here, someone that won't work, you see him all the time. Work does something to our lives. I remember seeing a movie years ago, and how this person was on a drunkard, and pretty soon that drunkard went to work in a mine, and pretty soon he got set free because he was just doing a clean work for the Lord, basically. It wasn't even a godly picture, but it had a good message to it. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but such as good for the use of edifying, that I might minister to the saints. You know, this is really probably the area that I've seen. God bless them, pastors would say things that they didn't mean. And I've been lived through it, and people, churches split up. What I'm saying, they probably didn't mean it. But unless you do these other things over here, this happens. And it says, grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed in the day of redemption. This is the great cry of the Lamb. I've been on church boards. I'll tell you, I've been on, and then people says, there's half the church says, we don't want the Spirit of God in our church. And the other side says, we want it. But generally, the side that said we want it had to give in to the other side for them to make up. So then they compromise. So they said, okay, well, we just won't no more say nothing about it. We believe in it. Well, they say, well, you just believe what you want. But see, the evil side never gives up. They're always right. And I've seen it in these circumstances. They're always right. They're very dogmatic. And they argue. They complain. And this is not good. God doesn't want us to argue. He doesn't want us to complain. We're to love God. We're to have the love of God in our heart. We're to have that peace, the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Let all bitterness, wrath, and anger and clamor be put away with all malice. God wants to put away, be kind, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even for God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. God has a home for the blessing. God wants us to be realized that He keeps His word with the faithful. God's here to bless us, not to scold us, but God's here to uplift us, that God can set you free. And out there today, I know there's people, you need to be healed. God has His healing touch right now in the name of Jesus. I'm going to pray for these in this room right now. And I believe that God, I pray for them, that I'm going to pray this out to all people. And I'm going to stand up and everybody just stay set. And I'm going to, Father God, I just pray for a mighty blessing this day. Father, I pray for your people. And I'm going to pray individually for some of these. If I feel, God, I pray for a mighty blessing. Oh, my brother, I pray that you'd open the windows of heaven, the glory of God. And I pray, give him that mind of Christ in Jesus' name. And I in this day. Take away anything that's not pure. Bring him holy before thee as a child, a servant of glory. The glory of God, a servant of glory. In Jesus' mighty name, I protect thee to my thee, for I, the Lord thy God, am here to save my son. Be not afraid, for I, the Lord, shall instruct thee, and I shall help thee. And be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear me, and I shall give thee great and mighty blessings before thee before I take thee home. Look to me, and I shall work with thee in a mighty way. Said the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I pray for my sister. I pray, Lord God, that the Spirit of God be upon her sister. I pray that you open the windows of heaven to her. Touch her in the mighty way. Father, bless her. Bless her endeavor. I give her that joy, the peace of God.
Give her that lasting peace, that joy that floods from heaven. And I pray this day, this message is going out where the people out there receive this with gladness. Bless this lady. Bless her heart. Bless this home. In the wonderful name of Jesus. I pray for this daughter. I pray that God bless her. Bless her in a mighty way. Keep your mighty hand upon her. Promote her. Give her that joy and speak. Give her the power and strength of God that she knows which way she's headed. And Father, I pray that you'll bless her, encourage her this day in a mighty way. Father God, keep her in the mighty hand of heaven. I say that Father, I pray that you'll protect her when she drives down the highway, wherever she is. I pray for your angels to be with Breanne this day forevermore. Give her counsel, give her direction. And I thank you, wonderful name of Jesus. Bless her abundantly, Jesus' wonderful name.
Father, I just praise you for these two couple here. Lord, I pray that the windows of heaven be open to them. Give them a blessing they cannot hold. Father, I pray that they will be overflowing with the Spirit of God. Father, give them a new hope, a new strength, a new shelter, a new protection, a new guidance, a new liberty. Father, I know the Spirit's going to be off of me in a few minutes, and I pray that you're blessing mightily. Father, strengthen them. Give them that blessing, strength. Give them that special love one to another, and that vessel, that very special love that they have for their people they come in contact with. Give them that place in this time, in these days of this so strategic, these days of hard trials. Give them abundant power. Give them abundant blessing. Be with them, guide and direct them. And Father, we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, we're going to pray for America right now. We pray for our country. We stand here in unison. Your word says, where two or three shall agree together as touching anything, it shall be done. And there's more than that here. Father, we have agreement that this word shall go out and touch your people this day. For them, where this word is going, I pray that you open their hearts this day to receive it with gladness. I pray that you go in their hearts in a very special way. Whatever the need is, Father, I pray that you supply that need in the wonderful name of Jesus. I pray that you promote them, bless them, encourage them this day. I pray for America this day. I pray for our leaders this day. I pray for our president, Father God, for vice president, for those, our senators, our lawmakers, Father, for our judges, Father God, oh, hallelujah, for our governors, Father, for this governor. I pray for the governors of the land. I pray for the lieutenant governors. I pray for all the county sheriffs, all that's in force of this man. And I pray for our armed forces through the United States. I pray that this country will come back to God. But if they don't, Father God, I pray that you'll be with them with mercy. I pray that you bless them mercifully in a mighty way of Jesus. I pray that you take your saints home, that they will not have to be here. But if anything comes to pass, I pray the Lord, the God, that you will remove your saints before that day, Father God, when it's not going to be permitted for your saints to be here. I pray, Lord God, I bless your saints, bless your people, bless your pastors, those that are reading you, teaching you, preaching your word. I pray for all these churches. I pray for Faith, Hope, and Charity. I pray for Brother Cox's church. We pray for these, for America this day. I pray for all the pastors this day. We lift up, we pray for our loved ones this day. We pray for the Baptist churches, the churches of Christ, all the different denominations. We lift them up, encourage them this day. But Father God, we know that you're not slack concerning your promises, and some men count slackness. But Father, we know that you have an agenda that you're going to keep. And all those who say it's not, it's going to come. Whether they wish for it to come or not, it's going to come to pass. And the Apostle Paul said, I fought a good fight, I finished the course, kept the faith, henceforth there was for me a kind of righteousness which the righteous God shall give me only, not me only, but those who love me in appearance. And I pray this day that you'll prove mightily on your people that love you this day. I pray that you'd open the windows of heaven and bless your people, anoint them, and Lord, let you look into glory. Hallelujah. For I, the Lord thy God, am here today for America. I'm here. Call to me this day. America needs to repent. America needs to wake up, for my coming is very soon. I'm coming to the clouds of glory. My people do not see this, but I say, I cannot make it any plainer. I show you in the weather. I show you every place. I show you the tornadoes. I show you all these floods that's taking place. It's not normal, and the things that's coming to pass, and the world is not normal. For I say, my coming is soon. Be prepared. Be prepared, for I loveth thee. Be prepared, for I loveth thee. Make a restitution, and I shall bless thee. Seek me, and ye shall surely find me. Call upon me, and I will answer thee. I am here instead to help thee, to bless thee, to rearrange thy life. Father, I just ask you through the wonderful name of Jesus. God bless you, dear people. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to sit down for a minute. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.